talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Welcome back to another Sunday night. Are you all ready to come home? Well, that's my boy Mel Torre, Coming Home Baby. And we just love that song because tonight here on Max and Friends, we are talking about the home. What inspires you? What do you want to be inspired by? And you know what, Ronan? Let's take that Coming Home Baby off because we got to talk about some real things over here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What is everyone listening to, Ronan? All doing, everybody? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Hucci. Well, I'm glad you're here because we're talking about the home tonight. Home is where the heart is, or is heart where the home is? Either way, we're going to have to talk about some fun stuff because there's some people I want you to know. There's some events going on that I want you to all know about as well. And who better but the one and only, the woman who's every single thing about the home design and remodeling show that's in Miami Beach this weekend, March 23rd through the 26th. So I want you to check it out. Go to Facebook. They have a page there, the Home Design and Remodeling Show. We've got Miss Sharon Berube here. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm great, Max. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm coming home, baby. And I'm coming home back to Florida this week. I'm up in my home in Connecticut, but I can't wait to get down to Florida this weekend because you've got the Home Design and Remodeling Show coming on.
We sure do, Max, and we're going to make sure when you come home to South Florida that you're going to come home in style.
That's the truth. Delta.com. But so now tell us about the Home Design Remodeling Show, because people know about it. You got the buzz going on, but we want the buzz not just in Miami. We want the L.A. buzz, the New York buzz. We want people to know about it. We want to inspire them to get on a plane, to go there, to see what it's all about so they can bring all those wonderful ideas back home. So what is the Home Design and Remodeling Show?
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell you and your listeners about it, because I'll give you the inside scoop. The Home Design and Remodeling Show, first of all, we are a South Florida-based show, so we're not a show that kind of moves around the country and cookie cuts. We basically specialize in South Florida. But when I say that, that is not very limiting, because, in fact, as you know, Max, South Florida is kind of the home to design from all over the world. And so what makes the Home Design and Remodeling Show unique compared to any other show in the country is there is an international flavor that takes place at that show that allows you to bring that to your home. So whatever inspires you, whatever turns you on in terms of any kind of environment that you want to create indoors as well as out, that's what the Home Design and Remodeling Show can help you see, get ideas, gain inspiration, and do it yourself or hire the experts to do it for you.
So I love it. It's a lot of fun. I
love
it. Now, let me ask you, Sharon, here's the deal. Because, you know, why do you think people are so scared to DIY? Or DIY.
Well,
or DUI.
Well, I'm one of those people that I see a project and I think, oh my gosh, I can do this. And then I get in over my shoulders. You know, it's just sometimes the pros make it look so easy, right? And then you start doing it and it is not as easy as it looks. But if you have the right guidance, if you talk to the right experts, it really can be. You just have to kind of do your research. You have to, you know, be educated going into it and then make sure that the materials that you're using are good. And so one of the things that the Home Design and Remodeling Show allows you to do is you actually get to talk to people and in person. I mean, in this day and age where everything is digital and everything is so impersonal, to actually get in front of somebody, see their product, see how it's used, touch it, feel it, experience it, and then talk to them about the applications of it in your home, it makes all the difference in the world.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you feel confident, you feel educated, you know, you feel like you know what you're doing.
You do. You know, I got to tell you, I went once to Home Depot, and they were doing a tile and regrouting, you know, grouting a little expo there. The guy's like, do you want to take the class? I went right to that class, and I've got news for you. That hands-on experience is what it's all about, because I literally came home, ripped up a bathroom, and I tiled the bathroom. I was like, I can't believe I just did that. And it's not as hard. You just need to be informed. And that's exactly what the Home Design and Remodeling Show is going to do in Miami, Florida this weekend, March 23rd through the 26th. Now, you've got some celebrities going there, don't you?
Oh, we do. You found our secret. We have, every year we have a different celebrity come and do exactly what you just said. Talk to people about how they can do things themselves. Talk to them about what's possible and to get them kind of empowered, if you will, so that they don't feel so afraid or intimidated by it. Well, this year we have John Gitting from HGTV's Design to Sell, as well as Curb Appeal the Block. And if you're familiar with John, he's not only just adorable, but he is talented, he is knowledgeable, he is personable. And he's going to kind of give us the inside scoop on how you get that curb appeal, kind of the process, the pitfalls, the things to look out for, and the way to improve your curb appeal. And not just to sell your home, because so many of us make that mistake. We wait until we're putting the house on the market, and that's when we improve the curb appeal. Why can't we enjoy it? Why can't we do it for
ourselves?
That's
the funny part, you know, because I'm literally selling a home in Connecticut, and I was here, and the house looks so beautiful. I'm like, I don't think I want to sell it.
It is done up.
It is done up to the max. The bathrooms were all remodeled. The kitchen has beautiful countertops. All the shrubs were done, planted. The guest house, everything is sparkling. I'm like, I've had this house 6 years, and this is the first time it looks so good.
Exactly. And now you're going to walk away from it. And, you know, that's what I think people have traditionally done over the years.
Yeah.
Now, you know, things have changed a little, and that the real estate market for the past few years has not been the best. But I do.
It is coming up, though.
It's coming up.
I'm reading it all over.
Exactly. They're all saying it's coming up. And so, you know, it seems to me that you have multiple reasons to improve the home. One,
absolutely,
you can improve it to sell it. That's a possibility. But the other thing is to just enjoy it and to make sure that the house that you're living in not only reflects you and the individual that you are and your family is, but also kind of inspires you or soothes you or whatever the environment is that you want to create, or the multiple environment. One room can be soothing, one room can be inspiring. And the traditional use of space that we had in homes, you know, formal living rooms, maybe home offices now, extra bedrooms, maybe workout rooms. I mean, any room can be turned into a home theater. Those are the kinds of things. We have gotten to a point in our lives where we want our homes to be useful. We want to use the space the way we want to. And
absolutely,
that's what also, I mean, isn't that true? Wouldn't you find
Look
that in your
you,
home?
Look at you, Sharp Ruby. You are the home expert. You need your show on HGTV.
I do. Hey, anybody out there listening, did you hear Max?
But, you know, in all reality, I agree with that. I think there's nothing better than to, you know, everyone's downsizing now. So the houses that were, you know, and this is, we're talking about a specific market. People going from 15,000 square foot homes down to maybe 5,000 or 3,500. And even people going from 5,000 to 2,500. It's a great time to downsize. You're getting great spaces. And, you know, if parents are out there and your kids leave, take that bedroom and do it something for yourself. Take the old playroom, make it a home theater. Now's the time to do it. Things are affordable, too. You know, and there's a lot of great deals out there. And if you want to be inspired, get your ticket, go to Delta.com, and go to the Home Design and Remodeling Show, because you're going to love it. Who are some of your sponsors, Sharon?
Well, we've got the Miami Herald is involved. We've got the Comcast, who is, of course, helping us make sure that South Florida knows that John Gidding is there. We've got a great – how could I have left this off? We have got the Culinary Experience Cooking Stage. Mm-hmm. And on that stage, we have a variety of guest chefs from throughout South Florida. We have a fabulous culinary coordinator. Her name is Chef Paulette. And Chef Paulette does nutritious and delicious cooking shows. And one of them, my all-time favorite, is the Superfoods for Super Kids cooking show, where she actually brings kids up from the audience and involve them. They become the little chefs, if you will, and she teaches them safe handling of utensils. She teaches them. Oh, it's awesome. And these
I want to jump up there with Chef. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but
I can make that happen.
I have a little cooking history, too. You know, I have a cooking show, everyone. Check out – this is a shameless plug. Check out cookingwtl.com because that's my cooking show with Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder from the NBA.
Are you kidding me? And you're just telling me this now?
No, but, you know, I'm like an onion. You got to take off the peels. And plus, I created a show. You're going to love this one for kids called The Foodie Tutor. So check out foodietutor.com.
Max, when you are back in South Florida, I have got to get you in with Chef Paulette because you, too, need to be talking about this stuff. This is great.
Oh, we're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a really good time.
Now, listen, tell me who else then.
Well, we've got Chef Irie Spice, which he's Chef Hugh Sinclair, and he does some amazing, delicious recipes. The last time he did something, he did a curried squash pumpkin soup. It was the most amazing thing I have ever tasted.
I love it. So we're going to learn how to redesign our home. We're going to learn how to cook, and we're going to have a good time. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff to take with us, right?
And there's even more. Let me tell you quickly about the home improvement stage.
Absolutely.
Florida Home Improvement, there's a company in South Florida. They've been around for like 40 years. Their name is Florida Home Improvement Associates. And they've been helping South Florida homeowners for years with a variety of things. Well, they are sponsoring the home improvement stage. And what they're going to be doing is, one, they're going to give people a sneak peek on kitchen refacing. You know, there's lots of ways to improve your kitchen. One is you gut the whole thing, you work without a kitchen for a while, you do a total redesign, and you end up with a beautiful kitchen. Uh-huh. There's another way, and that is that you take the existing kitchen cabinetry and you reface it. And it's a shorter turnaround time, it's less expensive, and they're going to actually demonstrate a kitchen reface on the stage. They're literally going to reface a kitchen cabinet while people are watching so that they get a general sense of what that option is all about and what it entails.
And, you know, I heard a secret is pretty simple because I've seen it done.
Have you seen it done?
I can't wait. It's amazing. Well, I can't wait to go this weekend because I'm going to see you there at the Home Design Remodeling Show. How can people find you on Twitter?
Well, they can find us at FL Home Shows with an S at the end, like Florida Home Shows, but
FL Home Shows. Just go
and
to
on
at
Facebook,
FL Home Shows. Yeah.
Exactly right. And on Facebook, we're Florida Home Show, all spelled out. And then our website is home-shows.com. And on that, they can see the entire schedule of events, both for the home improvement stage as well as for the culinary experience cooking stage.
Love it.
And a variety of other information that's taking place at the show. There's designer rooms that are going to be on display that are magnificent and celebrating design from around the world. And then there's just thousands of ideas and products and services. And the best part of all is you're talking to a person every time. You're talking to the person that's dealing with that product. You're seeing new products. Some of them are debuting in the United States for the first time. And there's just a world of design. And if you're like me, I have to see it to get inspired. You know, I have to go,
absolutely.
Oh my God, I could do that. I could do that. And that's what you just get to feast your eyes on a variety of products and services and ideas and designs that trends and styles. And it captures everything that South Florida is about when we call it home.
I love it. Well, I'm going to see you this weekend. Again, everyone, it's the Home Design and Remodeling Show in Miami, Florida. Go to at FL Home Shows on Twitter. Follow them there because you can get some hookups there. I've been following them already. Speaking of Twitter, you can follow me at Max Tucci. Well, Sharon, I love you for being on the show tonight. You've inspired me to make me want to do something with a new home wherever I buy it. And I'm going to learn a lot of things this weekend at the Home Design and Remodeling Show.
We're going to make sure you learn a lot, Max, and I can't wait to see you.
And I'm going to give a follow-up next week about the fun I had. So,
excellent.
So stay tuned, everyone. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for being here. Sharon Berube, everybody. I love your last name. Sharon Berube, everyone. And we're going to see you this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you, darling. Have fun.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Great. So, everyone, that was Sharon Berube. And I want you all to go right now and check out that site and go to at FL Home Shows because you're going to find some fun things there. But I've got one of my dear friends here because we are carrying on with the home interior design flair. And we're going to learn a few things that are wonderful. And my next guest, she is the host of Homes and Estates Today and Tomorrow. Her website, sabineshome.com. It's just the place you need to go to improve your home and your life. Because, of course, if you have a happy home, you're going to have a happy life. I think, you know, I believe in everything should be happy anyway. And if you have a home that's full of happiness and a home full of gratitude, you're going to have that little skip in your step. So I'm welcoming my dear friend, Sabine. How are you, Sabine?
Hello, Max. How are you? I'm wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you're here. So I know you were in the room standing by and listening to everything Sharon had to say. And I know you've got some tips for us. And I want to ask you a quick question. What are some design trends right now going on that you see? Because you are a woman of the world. You've seen it all. You've traveled. You scope the world for the best. And you know what the trends are. So what do you see right now are these design trends?
I think there's some really fabulous design trends. And one really in particular is it's all about how to improve your life. What do products do in your life? What does a home do in your life? It should wrap yourself around the lifestyle that you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Start from that premise and then work it backward into a design or into the products that surround you.
I love it. Now, you know, everyone is they're so easily inspired now because we're in this world where everything is at our fingertips. There's apps for everything, new furniture coming out, new eco-friendly stuff for the home. Besides watching your fantastic show, what are some ways to get inspired where people who don't have, let's say, thousands and thousands of dollars, but the simple stuff? For instance, you were talking about your favorite things, and one of I loved it. You said are pillows, and pillows can change the whole home. So tell us about your favorite pillows.
They sure can. And I just thought, you know, just when I thought I had seen it all, I come across this designer from South Africa who makes pillows using old traditional African tribal designs and patterns in the most gorgeous of colors with beads that actually used to be tribal currency. So they are handmade beads. You can feel the hand, the age on them practically, hand embroidered pieces of artwork, drop dead gorgeous. I mean, definite kind of conversation pieces, the kind of stuff that you really want to have as sort of a special piece in your home.
Oh, I love it. And pillows are that kind of thing where one pillow can change the whole room because it catches
Precisely.
The eye.
Yeah. Precisely. Absolutely. So that's not a super expensive thing. It's a special item, but it's not unaffordable.
Absolutely. Now, how does interior design impact or affect our lifestyle?
It says all about who you are, what your space looks. It's like a chicken or the egg. You reflect into your home, and your home reflects it back to you. So it really... It becomes a 360, if you will.
Absolutely. Now, tell us another one of your favorite things right now.
One of my absolute favorite things actually comes out of the car industry, if you can believe it. There are so many new cool products in the kitchen space, and one of them is the new lighting that you can have that is actually the xenon lighting that you now find in new car models.
Oh, I love it. I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, step into any new car and you can actually see something at night, and the same effect takes place with these xenon lights and kitchens. So you used to have the old fluorescent lights or
right.
your lucky low voltage lights under your upper cabinets to shine some lights onto your counters. Well, do yourself a favor and take them out. Replace them with xenon light fixtures. You will see the quality of light is absolutely unmatched out there. You will totally re-experience your kitchen. And by the way, it's not at unaffordable prices. For probably the average kitchen, $200 to $300, and you will completely transform the experience in your kitchen.
But now here's my question to you, because, you know, the kitchen is the place where a lot of people love to go. You know, we had a birthday party for my mother. Happy birthday, Mama Gina. And what happened was, you know, you all get into that kitchen. Y'all been drinking. Are these the kind of lights that are going to show your wrinkles?
No, 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 no. Absolutely not. That's the best part about it. They really light up your counter space, and as long as you don't put your head right underneath it onto your counter space, no, you're clear. Perfect.
All right. Because, you know, there's that famous saying, beauty is a light switch away. So I'm just saying, if you're all in the kitchen, you know, I'm a candlelight lover. But I'm checking out these xenon. Yeah.
Yeah, check them out. Candlelights are always beautiful. But then the other trick is LED lights, and put them all on dimmers for the rest of the light. Other than xenon lights over your counters, everything else goes on dimmers.
I'm a big dimmer person. I love dimmers. And, you know, you can get some very cool, sophisticated ones that aren't that expensive, because there's nothing worse. You remember those old-fashioned dimmers that have the big knobs?
Yeah, and they buzz half the time.
Yeah. But, you know, they're kind of cool if you have that mid-century home. But I love lighting, and lighting is such a key thing, especially in the home. I love dropping the crown molding and dropping in the LED rope lighting to light up the ceiling and make everything honey glow. I love that kind of lighting.
You are so right. I mean, kitchens are multifunctional spaces, right? We cook in them, we live in them. So, you know, we want our social life to be in them. We want them to have different mood settings.
Absolutely. And people even have a sex life in them.
There you go.
So you have to have a little bit of everything. Exactly. Now, tell us about your third favorite thing that you've discovered.
Well, let me put on my builder's hat for a minute. And I want to sing the praises of the new technologies that we have that actually today, give us energy independence. Mm-hmm. In other words, you have homes that are completely off the grid today. One of my architects that I interviewed on Homes and Estates talked about it at length, and you can see it posted on Sabine's home. He talked about cogeneration. Basically, you have your own little personal power plant right there in your basement, which means you're entirely free from all the utility out there. You may sell your utility back to them, depending on which state you live in, but you are off the grid. This is happening today. The technology is coming out of Japan, and it's here.
So now, how do we find out more information about it?
Well, you can go to sabineshome.com. We have lots of information posted about it, because we are really, really turned on about it. Closer to home in California, of course, there's some really brilliant minds that are thinking about fuel cell technology from a whole new angle. It's already commercially being tested on a pretty broad scale. Companies like Google, eBay, and Walmart are testing it across the country, and it will soon come down the pike into the residential setting, which means, again, you will have what's known as a bloom box sitting in your home as your own personal little power plant in your home.
I love
Just
it.
Imagine.
I need one. I think it's fantastic. I love anything that gets you off the grid, number one. So it's very turning your home into James Bond-ish, right?
It sure does. And it's here. It's today's technology that is actually...
Is it affordable?
It's still on a little bit of the pricey end, so it's being installed in the upper-end homes, of course. But like technology is always, it starts a little expensive and then comes down. And the downward trends are rapid.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful.
It's something that I think within our lifetime we will see this whole revolution going through, traveling through suburban communities, calling for off-the-grid ways of living.
I love off-the-grid ways of living. It's the way to be. You know, there's a great saying that privacy is a lost art form. And I think now if you can be off the grid with your electric bill, it's the time to do it. Now, tell us more about your show, Homes and Estates, today and tomorrow.
We are interviewing top architects and designers from around the country and are asking them the question of what do you see as you work with your clients as today's trends in architecture and design. And there's a lot of conversation about new technology. There are a lot of trends in terms of how do we live in our homes? What do we want? You know, we live in an internationally connected kind of world, a global marketplace. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. How does technology figure into all of this? You know, years ago, you know, some of my big projects I built, and we used to have spools and reams and reams and reams of wire going into them. Well, we don't need to do that anymore. It's all wireless.
Well, I remember one of your fabulous homes that you built, which was in Alpine in Greenwich, and that was just a divine home, the castle.
Yeah, that was a trip.
That was. It was a beautiful. Sabine, everyone, if you all need a house built, I don't know if you're still building them, but Sabine builds the most incredible homes. The detail in the homes are literally jaw-dropping beauty is all I can say.
Well, thank you.
Every
thank
corner,
you, thank
every
you.
Feature, every detail, you've got the eye. We're going to have you back on the show because we love home tips. People love the home. And I think it's something that people now, you know, they want to focus on their home because people are saying the market is down. I don't believe that. I think if anyone needs a home, they're going to buy your house. So how you can mm-hmm. fix it up, affordable, and listen, we have all listeners here. So we're going to go from the budget to the – from the sublime to the ridiculous. How does that sound?
That sounds great, but let me give you one little tip for your listeners
give
as well, which I think is the coolest thing. Give yourself that little bit of flower plant life in your home. You know, give yourself fresh flowers once in a while. They add beauty and something really wonderful to your home. It's a simple little treat that every woman especially should give herself, I think.
Great tip.
And for that, we once posted a little article on how to rebloom orchids. So one of our readers wrote in, try ice cubes in fresh cut flowers. Mm-hmm. And Max, I couldn't believe it. We have the picture posted on Sabine's home, which are pink roses after 2 weeks in a vase, and they look like they are 2 to 3 days old, not weeks, but days old.
Look at these tips. I love it.
It's amazing. So there's one that costs absolutely nothing. Everybody should know about it, and everybody should enjoy their fresh-cut flowers for days and weeks.
I could not agree more. There's nothing like coming home and you have fresh cut flowers, waking up, you know, next to the bed. Now I have white tulips. It just makes everything so much happier. And we like happy homes.
Precisely. We want to have happy homes. They make happy lives. And the whole thing takes on a different spin for us, you know?
Absolutely. Well, everyone, check out sabineshome.com. And also, if you're in the Connecticut area, check out Homes and Estates today and tomorrow. And Sabine, how can people follow you on Twitter?
Well, it's Twitter/ sabineshome.com. So we are there.
That's
we
simple.
Are on Pinterest, and we're also on Facebook. So find us, please.
Absolutely. And we're going to have you back because I love your tips. The flowers is my favorite. And the ice cubes, I'm going to go do that right now. We have some fresh flowers in the house. I'm going to throw some ice cubes in them.
And send me your pictures.
I will. That's going to be – I'll tweet them to you. How does that sound?
Terrific. Love
all right,
it.
Sabine. Well, thank you so much for being here. I hope you all were inspired. Sabine's a great treat to have on the show, and she's going to be back. So stay tuned for more of sabineshome.com and, of course, some wonderful tips from my dear friend Sabine. And, Sabine, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Max. Be well.
Thank you, darling. You too. Well, everyone, we're going to go right now because we're going to be right back, and we've got Dr. Kathy Zeeb. She's going to be here. Big Endings 2 is her new book. It's like I can't live without this book. Every home should have this book because it's about living in the now. And right now where you are, if you're in your car and you're using your LA Talk Radio app, which is free, by the way, go get it. Or if you're at home and you're just chilling out, having a glass of wine, doing your thing, having a glass of Oscar's Delmonico vodka, relax it back. Dr. Kathy Zeeb is going to be back here. Until then, As I Lay Me Down by Sophie B. Hawkins. When we're back, Dr. Kathy Zeeb. Stay tuned.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In the courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel alright. I carry them with me today now as I lay me down to sleep. Yes, I pray that you
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was my girl, Sophie B. Hawkins. Go to my archives right here on LATalkRadio.com. You can hear all of my almost 4 years of shows. You know, we've interviewed Sophie B. Hawkins. She's a friend here on Max and Friends. I love her. And As I Lay Me Down is one of my favorite songs because it goes back to my birthday. It felt like springtime on that February morning in a churchyard. Birds were singing your praise. Well, speaking of praise, everyone, do you feel Mercury in retrograde? Do you feel all this nonsense happening right now? Do you feel your life needs that shift, that moment that you need to live in, that big ending, not about the beginning or the ending, but the present moment? Y'all love her because I get your emails, and thank you all for tuning in. And my favorite guest, Dr. Kathy Zeeb, is here, and her new book, Big Endings 2. Hi, Dr. Kathy.
Hello, Max. I'm so happy to be back on with you.
I'm so happy that you're back on with me. Now, I am so glad that we met in person in Colorado. Good times, good times.
Yes.
But your new book is, and I can't wait to get my copy, so I'm going to tell you all the truth right now because that's how we flow here.
I know.
This book just came out. I've seen it. I've seen it in person. I've held it. I've read through it. I don't own one yet, but when I do, it will be my new Bible for life. Because it's going to have little areas where you could write inside and you can tell the book your deep secrets. You could tell the book what you're going through. But the book is going to tell you how to balance your chakras. So let's start with that, Dr. Kathy.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the best things, I guess, or best things, it is to have the tools for something like Mercury retrograde. Because communication, as you and I were just talking, is one of the main issues that happens when Mercury goes retrograde. And what do you do when that happens? When your chakras are all messed up and your energy's flowing in different directions and you know, the phone's not ringing like it's supposed to and people aren't returning calls or you get miscommunication.
And people are fighting. It's
really crazy. I put out an email before when I knew Mercury was going retrograde, and I said, now, this doesn't mean that you panic. It means that you start doing your work. And balancing your chakras is definitely one of the ways. And just for anybody that doesn't know what a chakra is, it's an energy vortex in the body. We have 7 on the physical body. And just let's just use, for simplicity's sake, that they to be spinning in a balanced way, they would be spinning clockwise, as if you have a clock laying on you looking out. So you can do that with your hand. You can just run your hand kind of, you know, down the center of your body from the top of your head
down your body.
Very good. And take a breath and just say, I have all my chakras spinning, you know, clockwise, and my energy is flowing, and I choose to not get attached to all this chaos. And I know before we've talked about in my first book, I have, you know, peace amidst the chaos, because there's, I mean, you got enough chaos going on in your mind, let alone what's going on out there. So how do we just stay in this really great place of balance and not get attached to the miscommunications and stuff, you know, that's going on?
Well, you know, meditation is a big thing, too. And your book talks about meditation. I saw a show today with Dr. Amen. I love his name. Amen. Well, Dr. Amen talks about the brain and how there's one portion of our brain that needs that meditation. We need to meditate. So tell us about Big Endings 2, your new book, which can be found on Amazon.com, Dr. Kathy Zeeb, and meditation.
Yes, I love Dr. Amen. I use him in my program. I have a 9-week recovery program, and I use a lot of information. I think education is such a way to heal.
Well, let's talk about then holistic addiction, because that's a perfect – look at you doing segues into your own – we'll get to meditation in a minute, but let's talk about holistic addictions, because that's a good one.
Yeah, I love there's actually a column in here on holistic addiction counseling. And it's really about it's using a mind, body, spirit approach. It's saying that, you know, I mean, AA is good. It's a good support group. It's helped thousands and thousands of people. But when you need something that's a little bit more intense than just a support group, when you come into something like a mind, body, spirit type of recovery program that I put on, it's learning nutrition and it's learning how to breathe. And it's learning how, it's education. I use Dr. Amen's stuff. I bring in quite a his spec images and things like that. I bring in a physician's assistant. I bring in a hypnotherapist because it's really about how do you, you know, just learning new tools and techniques for dealing with life, because most addiction is that we never learn to dream better. You know,
exactly.
We get kind of stuck in
that.
What
say
it is.
That again. Say that again.
Addiction. Yes, addictions are that we've never learned to dream better. And that's another chapter in Beginnings 2, by the way, called Dream Better, because it's we get so, who teaches us to? Who tells us how absolutely incredible we are?
You know what I say? Dream bigger, too. Once we get that dream, dream bigger.
Yes.
No, it's
yes.
So important. It's so important. Dream bigger. Yes. And when, you know, I love the saying, when you know better, you do better. But when you dream better, you do better.
Absolutely.
So, and that's where meditation comes in, because I think if you're going through the day and you take, you know, Oprah Winfrey, I always refer to Oprah. I was watching her today. She had Lady Gaga on, who I've got to say, Stephanie's incredible, this girl, Lady Gaga. But Oprah said on her show that, you know, her whole group of people, 400 employees, they all meditated twice a day. One was at 9 a.m. and one was at 4:20 p.m., not 4:20. The other things happen at 4:20, but I don't remember the other time. But meditation is so important. Yeah, everyone at Harpo Studios at 4:20 smokes up. No, but that's a joke.
Right.
Don't take that. That is a joke. Yeah. But you know, so why is I know why meditation is so important. But why, if someone's listening tonight, and you know they've never meditated and they think meditation is going to put them under into this trance and they're not going to come out of it, explain briefly what meditation is to those who are new to it.
Yeah, meditation is, from the definition of meditation is being present. So it's really that simple. So it doesn't, whatever type of meditation you choose, whether it's walking, guided, transcendental, I do a breathwork meditation. Yes, you know, it doesn't, whatever it is, it's about being present. How do I bring myself present in a moment? So whether it's a sit down, you know, 10 or 20 minute type meditation or hours of meditation, or whether it's something that you can do briefly before you walk into a meeting, for example. You know, I was sitting here listening to your program, the people talking about the home show and that kind of stuff. And I was sitting here just breathing and bringing myself center and, you know, getting ready for your call. And that's a state of meditation. It's just, I'm going to just be very present.
And you did it right in your home.
And if you look,
you can do it anywhere.
In your car, just don't close your eyes as you're driving.
Right.
But it's, you know, you can. And it's really about, I use the breath. That's what brings me into a state of presence. And in that state of presence is a state of meditation, meaning that in that moment, I am in complete awareness.
Absolutely.
And that's,
you know,
what
so interesting is that, you know, Madhyaya, we had her on. She's the founder of Kashi Ashram. Check out kashi.org. And she said back in the day, she went to go to the Jack LaLanne studio and they used to do the Om, the meditating breath there. And literally you can lose weight from breathing. And people don't believe it, but it's true.
Yep.
That you can lose weight from breathing. We forget to breathe. You know, I think what most people do is they know how to inhale, but they don't know how to exhale. And so if you get dizzy, it's because you need to let that breath go. I love breathing. I think it's so important, but the proper breath. So how do we properly breathe so we can appreciate our body?
Yes. I use a breath that is in through the nose, and I always picture a balloon, but you don't have to fill it up so full. You just take a natural breath in, but as you blow the breath out through your mouth, You imagine that this balloon is just completely deflating and then just hanging there in the very center of you. So what that does is it brings your energy kind of up as you breathe in, and then as you blow out very slowly, and you can do hundreds of these without getting dizzy. It's not about breathing shallow at all or fast.
Right.
It's all about
slow. But let's just make a quick note. If you do get dizzy, that's just because you're getting oxygen to your brain, so it's okay. Don't freak out.
There you go. A little bit of breath is a good thing. That's right. But what we want to do, what I do is as I do breath, I begin to see a rhythm in my mind of the breath going out and then the breath coming in. And I begin to feel my body as I move with the breath. And then as I go into natural breath, I drop into the heartbeat. And I call it that, but I begin to listen to the pulsing going on in my body, which is just the natural rhythm of your body. Just those two things, that type of breath and listening to your heartbeat, you next thing you know, it could be 5 or 10 minutes, and you just are in a whole different state of mind. It is just the coolest thing. And breath is one, you know, I always say it's my favorite F word. It's free. So you can breathe. You can breathe all day long, anywhere you want. Nobody's going to care.
That's right. And you know what? I've got to tell you, I love the word free too, because what Big Endings 2 is, it's literally a free guide, not in the aspect that it's free, but it's an inexpensive guide to life. Where else can you find a book? Because how much does the book retail for?
Paperbacks, $19.99.
Okay. Where are you getting in life literally a $20, 24/7 book of therapy for your life? A book where you're going to learn how to appreciate your body, where you can learn how to balance your chakras, where you can learn about holistic addiction, where you can learn about living in love or fear. Let's talk about that. And how can we live in love over fear?
Well, if I've studied A Course in Miracles for over 20 years, and that's one of their main things, is you're either in love or fear. And if we realize that most things that we think about are in fear, which is, you know, anger, judgment, doubt, fear, jealousy, et cetera, et cetera, those, you know, we have a tendency in society to live in that kind of energy. You know, a lot of that is based around the politics that we hear on the TV. A lot of what we watch, you know, on the news is based in fear. If we right away go, God, look what I'm thinking today. Look what I'm doing. I've got myself all wrapped up in this anger or this frustration or miscommunication. I want to bring that to a state of love. Mm-hmm. So that I feel better, because if I feel better, then whoever I'm dealing with or whatever I'm, you know, about to deal with is going to get that from me. Mm-hmm. And it's not my job to give it to them. It's just for me to be in that presence for me.
Absolutely.
And it changes. It changes every moment. Every moment when you can go, wait, I don't want to fight with you tonight. How do I approach this from love instead of the fear that I'm used to approaching you from?
Absolutely.
And it changes everything.
It does change everything. Love changes the way, right?
Yes, it
well,
does.
Well, speaking of love, I love you being here, Dr. Kathy. I've got to get an important message on the show for one of my dear friends, Susan Wagner, who's equineadvocates.org. So check them out. She's going to be here. We've got an important message to talk about, my equine friends. So before that, I've got to let you know, Dr. Kathy, Big Endings 2, everyone, is out there. Amazon.com. Go buy it. It's going to change your life. Big Endings 2. I'm going to get my copy. We're going to work together. We're going to have a life class with Max and Dr. Kathy. Dr. Kathy, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Max.
May you be blessed first, my friend.
Okay.
Have a wonderful night. And everyone, I didn't know my own strength until I heard this song. And then I found it. I didn't know my own strength. And when we're back, Susan Wagner. Stay tuned. Thank you, Dr. Kathy.
Nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I might break. Didn't know my own strength. My darkest hour.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Whitney Houston. I didn't know my own strength. Well, let me tell you, everybody, there's a lot of horses out there that don't know their own strength because they don't have a voice. And we have the voice for horses tonight, my dear friend Susan Wagner from equineadvocates.org. Welcome back, Susan Wagner.
Thank you for having me, Max.
Well, you have an important message because you have a summit coming up, which is like literally around the corner, March 31st and Sunday, April 1st. There's no fooling around on that day with you because you're going to tell us what's going on with Equine Advocates.
Yes, we're having this summit. It's called the 2012 American Equine Summit. And it was inspired by the fact that Congress did something that was really, really unfortunate last year in November. I'll try to make this simple. In the appropriations bill that they passed every year for the last 5 years, they would include language that would defund money for hiring horse meat inspectors, which means you couldn't hire them. This year, they left that language out, which kind of paves the way for the return of horse slaughter to the United States, which is a disaster. And so no one can understand how that could have happened because 80% of the country feels strongly that we shouldn't be slaughtering horses for human consumption because we don't eat them here. We keep them in the same category as dogs and cats. They are favorite animals. But it's this small 14% of the population that wants the ability to get rid of horses quickly and for a profit because they don't want to have to take responsibility for them. They don't want to have to pay to put them down. And they want to be able to continuously overbreed them.
Unbelievable. And Equine Advocates, you know, I love you guys, and you really are the voice for horses. That's why we have Whitney Houston up there, because she's the voice in music, and you're the voice for the horses. So where can we find more information about this?
Just go to our website, www.equineadvocates.org. There's information about the summit, and there will be posts continuously throughout the summit so that we can get information out to the public. One of the things we want to do is harness this huge amount of support from the 80% of Americans who do not want to see America's horses slaughtered. We need to be able to find a way to harness that support and start a grassroots campaign so that people feel empowered and inspired.
And that's what Max and Friends is all about. Susan Wagner, I thank you so much for being here tonight. You've empowered me, you've inspired me, and you know how I feel about Equine Advocates, and of course, you, Miss Susan Wagner. So
well,
thank you so much.
Thank
you, darling.
You,
and thank you for being here. Keep doing that work because I see it paying off every day whenever I look at Equine Advocates on Facebook. So follow them there. Have a great night, Susan, and thank you so much for being here.
You too. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Well, everyone, we're going to play another. I just love that song. I didn't know my own strength. I hope you know your strength. Find it. Have a great week. We're going to play it. Stay tuned because I've got a message for you in the middle. Ronan, hit I Didn't Know My Own Strength.
Nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me.
Was not built to break, and neither were any of you. So remember to take life to the max this week. I've got to say a great thank you to Sharon Berube, my dear friend Sabine, Susan Wagner. Thank you all for listening. Do take life to the max. Have a great week, everyone. I love you all. And just remember that life is a beautiful thing. And of course, thank you to Dr. Kathy Z. Big endings too. CBS News is next. Until then, Whitney Houston, I didn't know my own strength. Take life to the max. Good night, everyone.